This is the audio guide covering manufacturing or crafting for Core Exiles. Overall, this is fairly simple, but there are a couple page layout issues that seem to give people a hard time when they're first getting started, so hopefully in making this guide, I will be able to eliminate that for you and you'll be able to craft without any issue. I'm going to try and keep this pretty simple. I will be covering how to get into the manufacturing facility, how to select a category for what type of schematics you want to view, how to pick a specific schematic in that category, and then how to craft the schematic that you just selected. A few things to note before I get started, this will not be a guide on how to craft specifically. Instead, this will be a guide on how to use your screen reader on the crafting pages. If you want to know how to craft, there are plenty of guides in the help and guide section and primers in the forums to get you started. Also, another thing to note, this is location-based, meaning you will have to have your resources stored at the same location where you're crafting in order to make something. And finally, this guide will not be going into how to use the Kuba schematic browser. Instead, that will be its own guide in the advanced section. So if you want to know about that, go ahead and head over there and you will get a text and audio guide specifically on how to use that site. It is a wonderful site. It gives you all the information you need to know on how to craft almost anything in the game, including all the schematics required, what order to craft them in, all the resources required, everything you'll need to know. But that site will not be covered in this guide. So I'm going to go ahead and get logged in and we will get started.
Core Exiles meet your destiny. Are you ready? Enter. Are you ready to meet your H O L D A Y tab box stop. Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? Seal the ashes. Buckle promenade. Tombstone TL. Well tag.
As you just heard, I am in Tombstone currently. That is my home base, and that's where I have all my resources stored, so I had to come here in order to do this guide. Also, there is a manufacturing facility here, and that is important for crafting. So I'm going to go to the top of the page.
Correct.
I'm going to search
MAN. Enter. Visit link graphic manufacturing facility.
And you'll see it jumps me right to the manufacturing facility. This link is located in the group of links up at the top of any
link
promenade
graphic,
where
graphic,
your bank
office,
and
link
collection
graphic,
point
graphic,
and all
enter.
That are
link
located.
Link graphic collection point. Visit link graphic manufacturing.
So I'm going to go ahead and click on manufacturing facility.
Enter manufacturing. 39 links.
This will load a page which pretty much only has all the categories I can choose from along with some text. I'll go ahead and jump down to that. To do this from the top of the page, I'm just going to search
A-S-S
to get to the Assets tab, and then I'll hit down arrow from here.
Land. Table with eight columns and two rows. Link weapons.
We have a table. I guess I could have just gone Control-Home-T. But this is just giving me all the different categories of schematics. And then under this,
schematics manufacturing. Captain. Land. Please choose from one of the tabs above to review a specific section of the database. From there, choose the schematic to place within the manufacturing terminal. Please note, all the resources for the build must be stored and available in the local commercial storage depot. Modules will need to be stored in your ship's crafting module store. Exit schematics manufacturing button.
So that just gave you a little bit of an overview about what to expect when crafting, but I already covered that for the most part in the intro to this. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Control-Home-T.
Eight columns and two rows. Column 1. Row 1. Link weapons.
In this guide, I'm going to be crafting a module, the extractor pump
link
small,
systems.
So I'm going to go down
cargo
to
expand,
modules.
Link slash missiles.
I could just search
dialog. Visit link modules.
And there it is. Hit enter on it.
Enter. Module link.
This page might take a while to load. Sometimes it does. It's pulling up every single module I have, and that's a pretty big list, and it puts it all into a giant table, so that table takes a few seconds to load. Depending on how many modules you have in your module section, it will load either quicker or slower. Okay, now this page has two tables on it. It has the first table, which is the one you just saw, which is just all the categories. I'm going to hit O, Control, N to jump to the end of that table, and down arrow from here.
Schematic search modules. Module search. Edit.
Here you have a search box to search within this category that you selected. I don't use this. I just use my screen reader's virtual find to find what I need.
Use schematic button. Land. Table with 7 columns and 555 rows. Manufacturing schematics modules.
This is where you're hearing the information at the top of the second table, which is the table which actually has all the schematics listed inside of it.
Visit link exit. Schematic name.
And this is the first of the table headers. So the table headers at the top of this table are
broad skill columns.
Production skill.
Metal skill columns.
Manufacturing skill. These are the two skills you will need to craft anything in the game. It requires two. A lot of stuff only requires one. Crafting requires two. However, both of them are pretty low cost in IP, so it's not a big deal. Next table header.
Tech LVL, column
4. We have tech level. That needs to be, I believe, the tech level of where you're located to craft it.
11, row 3.
Like, this is a tech level 11, so this first schematic, so it would have to be at a planet that has a tech level of 11 to craft it. Either that, or you can only buy it from a store that has a tech level 11. I don't remember. Either way, I've never run into an issue with it. Most places, you're going to store all your stuff at a tech level 12, so it's not an issue.
Tech LVL, row 2.
Next table header.
In store, column 5.
In store, and that'll tell you how many you have of these current schematics already crafted, the modules or items in your ship store.
View column 6.
We have a view button. I never used this. Clicking on this will just allow you to view the schematic but not build it.
Build column
7. The next column has the build buttons, which is how you would actually click to proceed to building. So the first schematic in this list,
AI complex module 1.
We have an AI complex module.
175.
It requires 175 production skill.
205.
205 manufacturing.
11.
11 tech level. We already saw that.
0.
I have 0 in my ship store.
View schematic button, build button.
View build button. And you will see this for every single item in this table. I'm not going to go through everyone because there's almost 800 of them. Instead, I'm going to search PUMP.
PUMP, enter. Extractor pump small.
I believe that's what I'm crafting, an extractor pump small.
5.
It only has 5 production required, 5 manufacturing,
5.
5 tech level.
140.
I already have 140 of them in stock.
Use schematic button.
Use schematic and this button right here.
Build button.
Build button. I'm going to hit
enter
on this to open up the build screen. Well, first I'm going to get a confirmation.
And
then jump to the assets tab and then read down.
Pre-manufacturing preparations. Captain, we have contacted commercial services and they are preparing to fill your resource orders from your personal stocks at this location. Please continue to the manufacturing screen where we can check your final build against its requirements. Continue button.
So again, this is just a confirmation screen as to prevent cheating.
Enter.
I'm going to hit continue and this will put me in the actual build screen. All right, so what I'm going to do to cover this table, I'm not going to use table commands because it just makes it way more confusing. Instead, I'm going to go control home,
six.
And then I'm just going to use down arrow to read from here. At the very top of the table,
extractor.
You have a line of text that's just telling you what you're crafting.
In stock 140.
It tells you how many you have in stock.
Show initial schematic button.
And then the show schematic button. If you're drilling up and down with schematics to look at modules, submodules, so on and so forth, you'd use this. But for this, you're not going to need it. And most of the time, you'd just be using the KubaF site to deal with that. Now, directly under this, we're going to get into a list of, I think, 3 or 4 resources. And it will be what's required for this build, but it will not give me the amounts at first, just the names of the resources. There is some odd spacing in this, and that's why it tends to get confusing for some people, I believe, but I'm just going to hit down arrow and we'll read through them.
Refined ore.
We refined ore.
Land. Glass steel.
Glass steel.
Land. High-tech components.
High-tech components.
Land. Refined chemicals.
And refined chemicals.
Land. And slash A.
And slash A, if there was a submodule required in this, it would be on this line.
Land. And slash A.
If there was a second submodule required, it'd be on this line. But there's not in this specific build, so it just says N slash A.
Last display schematic button. Land. Production skill met, yes.
I'm just still hitting down arrow. It's telling me my production skill is met, yes.
Manufacturing skill met, yes.
Manufacturing skill met, yes. Now I'm just going to continue to hit down arrow and I will get into the resource list, but with amounts required and actual amounts in my commercial storage.
Land. Refined ore.
So the first one, obviously refined ore.
But 23,114 R4.
It's telling me A number R number.
The colon. 23,114 R4.
The A stands for actual amounts in my commercial storage. R stands for required. So I have 23,000 it requires for.
Glass steel.
Glass steel.
1,056,616 R5.
I have a lot of that.
High-tech components. 42,087 R4.
Plenty of that.
Graphic land. Graphic land.
This is where we get some odd spacing. I'm just heading down here and we got a whole bunch of blank lines. No idea why, but that's how it works.
Refined chemicals. 32,117 R5.
All right, and that's all the resources. There's no...
A 0R0.
Submodules.
And slash A. A 0R0.
And then directly under the second submodule line, we have buttons for...
Craft 1 button.
Craft 1.
Craft 5 button.
Craft 5.
Craft 10 button.
Craft 10.
Visit link return to schematic screen.
And a return to the schematic screen. This is actually the end of the table there, so I'm going to go ahead and go control home.
Correct.
And because I already know I have the resources, if I just want to craft it quick...
Show initial schematic button. Last displayed schematic button. Craft 1 button.
Just jump by button. Get the craft item. Now if I hit enter on this... It's going to craft the item.
Correct. Return. Assets tab. Link. Successful build. .. Captain. Land. You have successfully built an extractor pump small.
This is my confirmation screen.
Land. Please note all the resources used during the build were taken from your commercial storage area. Any modules used during the build were taken from your ship store. Land. XP awarded 41. Return to build screen button.
Very small XP awarded. Some stuff will give you upwards near or over a million for one single craft. So it can be very lucrative XP wise and credits wise once you're selling the stuff, but it does require a lot of resources. But in exchange for that, you're not using any fuel, which is very important. So I'm going to return to the build screen, and we'll see when I go to the top of the table, it brings me right back to the page I was
on.
I have in stock 141. That's really all there is to it, but for some reason, a lot of people get hung up on this. I'm going to go ahead and exit out of the schematic screen and go over this again just to make sure everyone has it. I'm on the category page, so I'm going to hit control home. I'm going to hit V to jump by visited link, because I know modules is already a visited link.
Visited link modules.
Enter.
Enter module link.
Wait for this page to load.
Build button.
There we go. Okay, now I'm going to search PUMP with Jaws.
Extractor pumps.
I'm going to hit B once,
use schematic button.
Then twice. The first button is view.
Build button.
Second
Enter.
Button is view. Or second button is build. Excuse me. Now this puts me on the confirmation page to enter and build it.
Continue button.
So I'm just going to hit B on continue. B enter.
24 links.
And now I'm on the page I was on to actually build the thing. So, control home T,
show initials in refined plant, glass deal, plant, high tech plant, refined plant, end slash lastest plant, productions manual plant, refined ore, a 23 glass deal, a 1,056, high tech, a 42,000, a graphic plant, refined chemicals, a 32,001, end slash a, 0 hours, craft 1, craft 5, craft 10 button.
Okay, now let's just say, for example, I have to build 40 of these and I want to do it quick. What I would do, me personally, is search FT space 10,
enter, craft 10 button.
Keep this in my search history so I can just hit FT, enter.
Core exiles.
Return to build screen. I had 40 built. I'll do that one more time, a little bit slower. I'm just doing control home F3 because I already have FT space 10. Enter on this button. This brings me to the confirmation screen that it was built.
Return to the XP awarded 410.
Tells me the XP I got for all 10. That would be 410.
Return to build. Enter.
Return to build screen, and then I would just do this over and over again to build them. If you're going to build a giant pack of extractors, this would be one of the modules you'd have to build, and you would probably have to build a fair few of them. But that's really all there is to crafting ore manufacturing in Core Exiles. There's not much more to it. The main issue people seem to have is getting hung up on this page, the layout. And you don't want to use table commands, just use down arrow and you won't have any issues. If you do want to know how to build more complex stuff with the Kuba schematic browser, again, that is in the advanced section, and you'll want to go check that out so you can get crafting down the road with the actual full projects.
Visit link, return to schematic screen. Enter, return to schematic screen, link, Core Exiles. Visit link modules. Exit schematics manufacturing, enter. Unavailable Starship manufacturing centers.
Now I'm back on the promenade, and for the most part, that's really all there is to manufacturing or crafting in Core Exiles.